ओम शांति। दिस 31st December when Bab Dada gave Murli, he said, if you want to become perfect, then the effort is to follow Father. If we follow Father, then it's very easy to become complete like Him. No? And these three words, as Shiluvin was saying, becoming bodiless, viceless and egoless. These three words were Brahma Baba's last word when he gave last class on 18 January 1969. I think all of you know about this. Do you? So why did he spoke these words? He spoke because he became like these. His dharana was like this. Brahma Baba, as soon as he came to know that we are soul, this body is an instrument, he started practicing that. And very strongly he practiced this thing. Although we also, when we come to the centers and we start doing Raj Yoga course, the first lesson is being soul conscious. But listening is a different thing. Becoming soul conscious is a different thing. And sometimes really it's very difficult for us to remain soul conscious because the sanskar of body consciousness is so deep from 63 births onwards. We are body conscious. So again we need to practice it deeply. As Brahma Baba did. In earlier days he used to write with names. No, not only for himself but for his children, wife, like Yashoda Ma, Brahma Baba's wife. So he used to write, Yashoda is soul, Radhika is soul, Radhika, Braj Indra Dadi. She was daughter-in-law of Brahma Baba. And Palu, the Palu name was, it was the name of Nirmal Shanta Dadi. So she is a soul. So he used to write the name of each and everyone to remember this thing that I am now dealing with souls, not these physical beings. And what happens when we practice meditation, like in morning class or Amrit Vela, we practice soul consciousness daily. Maybe we are not able to maintain that stage full time, but still we practice. Evening meditation also we try to practice, but whole day we are not soul conscious. We are either action conscious, whatever actions, deeds we are performing, our mind and intellect goes into them. And that takes us back to the body consciousness. Action consciousness makes us again body conscious. So whole day we are just forgetful about it. And when in evening when we try to remember Baba, what happens then? Because of the body consciousness, whole day, it's very difficult to connect with Baba then. There are a lot of ways, thoughts from here and there, the mind is wandering. And then, what do you feel? Oh, in meditation I am not experiencing peace, no connection, no power, and head is heavy. My mind is not relaxed. These type of feelings then start coming. This is a sign of body consciousness. It's only when we are soul conscious then only my frequency matches with Baba's frequency, because he is bodiless. So his vibrations are at very high level. And if I want to listen to him, if I want to absorb his powers, then how should be my stage? It should be at his level. That's what we learn in Raj Yoga, no? Like, when we are at his level, then only those powers flow in me. That purity flows in me. That peace flows in me, and I can experience that. And this year Baba gave us homework of doing volcanic stage yoga. So can volcanic stage yoga possible if I am not in soul conscious stage? Is it? No, cannot be possible. So my stage should be that powerful, and its starting point is soul consciousness. And not only that I should consider myself as soul, but I need to practice about intoxication points, which Baba has given me. What type of soul I am? I am a pure soul. I am an elevated soul. I am a peaceful soul. I am the one who is selected by Baba out of multi-millions. I am multi-million times fortunate soul. So these are intoxication points. So when my stage is higher, because this consciousness lifts my stage. And when I am at high stage, then only it's easy to experience volcanic stage yoga. It gives me that happiness, that joy, unlimited happiness, in other words we say. In Hindi we say Atindriya Sukh. And it's unlimited happiness I experience when I am in that spiritual intoxication. And when I am soul conscious, the whole Baba's power is focused on my soul. Now, as we tell in Raj Yoga sessions, that if we focus the rays of the sun on a one point by lens, then what happens? What happens? It burns the paper. But if the sun is not focused, it doesn't matter how many days this paper is there, but no effect. But as soon as the current is, rays are focused, it gives it immense power and paper burns. The same way, Baba's powers, as soon as focused on my soul, then it burns my, or it absolves my sins. It destroys my sins. And I feel myself more purified. So, soul consciousness is the way to experience volcanic yoga stage. So, Baba many times remind us that if you find it difficult to practice all the time, because we are in this physical world, so definitely we have to work for our livelihood. And physical sense organs means I have to perform actions through these bodily organs. So Baba says the easy method is, it's like, we do physical drill. So you must learn to do spiritual drill. Take out time, at least 5 minutes in an hour. This much time we can spare in hours. So take out that time and practice. And then start working. Then it's like stage of karma yogi. 2 days before in Sakar Muli Baba spoke, think that you have adopted this body to perform the task of service in this world. Aisha Baba takes this body for some time and then goes. So same way my consciousness should be, this is not my body. This body Baba has given to me for service. So I am just here for a certain period of time and then I have to go back. Means I am not belonging to this world. I am just guest in this world. The meaning is this. My real home is Paramdham. So can we maintain this consciousness? Okay. This body doesn't belong to me. Baba has given me for a high purpose. And that high purpose is to help Baba in establishing golden age. So if I remember this, then it's very easy for me to become bodiless. And see others too as so. That will also help. Do not see others as a body. Always see in their center of forehead. Baba says, always see their star, mastak mani, in the center of, in Hindi it say, the word is mastak mani, means the star in the center of forehead. And when we see the soul in others, then we easily reminded of their eternal and original qualities. We are not influenced by their other differences. Because soul level is different and body level is different. When we come to body, then there are so many limitations. There are so many bondages. There are differences, I would say. So if we go into those differences, bodily differences, then there are chances that I can be influenced. But when my vision is of soul, I am seeing others as a soul, then my vision becomes pure. It's benefit for me. And I feel myself loving and detached. And this serves even. Like others, they experience that they are not like us. These people are unique. They are some special souls. Because in soul conscious stage, we radiate such vibrations. Which is called spiritual vibrations. So Baba says, sometimes like you should be like moving museums. So how can we become those? It's only with the stage of soul consciousness when I feel myself as a soul and I see others as a soul. So that vision creates that level of vibration that others they experience. They are not like Laukik people. They are someone which are different, unique. And when we are in soul conscious stage, this soul conscious stage, it works as an injection. Like there are benefits also when we use it in day to day life. Injection means like when doctor gives injections, maybe during pain or during illness. So immediately it gives us relief. So in the same way, when we are in soul conscious stage, in bodiless stage, it is like detachment from this physical body. So it relaxes our system. And if I am in illness and I am feeling pain, that pain is experienced less. it decreases the intensity of pain. And because I am soul conscious, I can easily connect myself to Baba. So my stage is Master Almighty. I am receiving those powers and blessings from Baba. My karmic accounts can be easily finished. And if I take medicine along with it, then it just becomes like thorns. Baba says this karma bhog, it becomes like a thorn in place of cruz. So in my physical illness or in my physical karma bhog, karma bhog means suffering from actions. So it helps. And it is experience of many of the Brahmins. Maybe you might, means like, I would say, if I ask from you, your experience. So is any of you have this kind of experience? I have many times. Yes, do you have? Okay, I have to come here. Okay, thank you, thank you. Yes?
My mother, she was in India.
Anyone else want to share any experience? Yes? So, like we all have these kind of experiences whenever, like we face such things. Even I met with an accident 2 years ago, and it was a big accident on the highway road. And I got bad head injury. You may see some marks on my head here. So, actually, as soon as that accident occurred, I became unconscious. So I didn't know about anything. But before that, I was on the front seat of the car, and I was in remembrance of Baba. And suddenly, I got sleep. I didn't know when I was in sleep, but before that, I was in remembrance of Baba. So this is how Baba helps, because when we are in remembrance, I was not aware of accident at all. As soon as the accident happened, I was sleeping before that accident happened, and I became unconscious, and I was unconscious for 1 hour at least. And when I became conscious, I just felt myself as a soul in a double light stage, and Baba touched me immediately that everything will become all right. And I opened my eyes, and I saw myself, I was on the stretcher in the hospital. So, because I was not aware, I met with an accident. So I thought, what's this happening? And it was in Shantivan Trauma Center, because accident was near Abu Road. So I was brought to there in Trauma Center, and all the seniors, they were around me. Seniors means like, I was not Dari Janki and Guzar Dari, but otherwise all. It's like Muni and Nivay Bhaiji and Bhopal Bhaiji, the senior brothers and all others. And looking to their faces, I felt something big has happened, and they are all afraid. I could catch their vibrations. But Baba's help. My stage was so strong, and this feeling was so strong from inside. As Baba is touching me, everything will become all right. Although CT scan and everything was not happened by that time, they were just stitching in this all. And then CT scan was done and it was found that inside there is no injury, everything is normal, it's just superficial injury. And this little crack fracture is also there in skull bone. 3 days I was kept in ICU, but all the time, no, the 3 days, I felt myself double light without any effort. And there was no pain at all. You know, like not even like a pin prick pain. So it was such a big help we experienced from Baba. So it just depends on how we use it. So that's why I asked from you, we can, you know, experience that. The thing is like a cruise, but how our soul conscious stage and then Baba's help make it just like a thorn, a small thing. So such a big paper, it was just easily passed. Maybe, you know, like we don't know, we are carrying so many 63 births, karmic accounts, burden, and anytime anything can come in front of us. But when we are in soul conscious stage, it always helps us in that way. So we listen that in Baba's life history, Baba, during his effort all the time, tried to remain bodiless. And whenever our seniors, they share their experience, they always share when they went first in front of Baba, then they, after having Baba's drishti, they immediately felt that bodiless stage. Any senior brother or any dadi you listen, when they first met to Baba, what was their experience? Baba gave them drishti and they just felt that bodiless stage. They just felt light. So how could they experience that light? Because Baba was in that stage. And Baba says that you have to become image or embodiment of visions in the last stages. Means like when the last days of world will come. The time has to come, it has not come. But when that time will come, we should be able to give these type of visions to the souls. And that is only possible when our practice is that much. And it requires long time practice. Suddenly it will not work. And if you think, I will become soul conscious at the time when the time comes. So Baba says it will not work at that time. You require long time effort for that. And that accumulates and it makes you, your stage that powerful. And for that, Amrit Vela is the special time. Amrit Vela, we can easily experience soul conscious stage. And we can do that seed stage yoga at that time in the Paramdham, means like in Supreme Abode. There are two reasons why it's so easy at Amrit Vela. One is that this nature, physical nature, it also helps at that time. The nature is at its purest form. The atmosphere is silent. There is no disturbances of noises. So my vibrations can easily reach to Paramdham. And the second reason is, it's the Baba's special time for children. So if I have thought to experience that stage, then Baba is bound to give me that experience. So immediately I receive that feelings and I can experience that seed stage which is full of all virtues, full of all powers, and it's the purest stage of the soul. Means like it's our perfect stage. Otherwise, in other words, we all souls have our own perfect stage or complete stage, Baba says. So we can experience that stage, Amrit Vela. And if for 15 minutes, like we sit for about 45 minutes, you know, at Amrit Vela. So for at least if 15 minutes I am constantly in that seed stage form, you will feel yourself so powerful, you can easily radiate to the souls of the world, and whole day that will help you. Then you need not to make effort whole day. It will automatically reminds you, because your subconscious mind has accepted that. Amrit Vela means subconscious mind opens up. And throughout the day, without any effort, I can become soul conscious any moment. It's become very easy to detach from body. You know, like sometimes, otherwise when we are busy in too many things, then we feel it difficult. So, bodiless stage is the special for the Brahman life, or unique effort for the Brahman life. And next is becoming being viceless. Yes. I keep the aim that every hour I should be in this stage for at least few minutes. Yes. I can immediately control my thoughts if they are not going in right direction. You know, like we can immediately check our thoughts. They are waste thoughts or negative thoughts. I should not think in this way. And if they are, then I should be able to control them. So I can do that. So I mean, like, I get benefit out of it when I practice it. And like sitting in yoga too, like in Amrit Vela, most of the time I try to be in seed stage. And I love to be in that stage, like, it really gives me very powerful feeling at the time of Amrit Vela. Seed stage, yeah. Okay. You get the sense of that fullness, fulfillment from Baba. Like you are able to absorb Baba's all powers and virtues, and that feeling of peace and purity. It's a very elevated feeling. Okay? So you try, till you are in Madhuban, every day you try to experience that, and then check yourself. How does it make you feel different? Bodiless state means when I feel myself as a soul, I'm seeing myself here as a star in the center of forehead, different from this body. This is soul consciousness, okay? And when I feel myself in Paramdham with Baba, that is seed stage. So my consciousness, when is in Paramdham with Baba, in my original eternal stage, then it is seed stage. But when I am in body and thinking myself as a soul, different from this body, that is bodiless stage and soul consciousness stage. So these are two different stages in this way. Okay? And it depends on your choice. If you can directly go to Paramdham and with Shiv Baba, that's okay. And if you feel like to be in angelic stage, because we have our own limitations. We cannot stay in Paramdham for longer period of time, maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes. and then you come down, you know, like, so if you feel like that you are going in other thoughts more often, you are not feeling that powerful yoga or concentration, so then you come down to angelic stage. And in angelic stage, you know, like, we talk to Brahma Baba with all the relations we have with him. So it's maybe a little lower stage than Paramdham, but still yoga. So it depends on our choice, where you want to connect and what's your mental state at that time. So at which level you can stay more than, you know, like, you feel. So we will talk about viceless stage. And we know there are five vices, and our all effort of Brahmin life is to overcome these vices. So main vice is sex lust, and then anger, greed, attachment, ego, gross form. And again, there are subtle forms. So in gross form, I think it's easy to overcome them. And when we become Brahmins, we pay attention to the gross form of vices, and gradually we become victorious over them. But when it comes to the subtle form, it really, you know, like, deceives us many times. We feel, you know, really victim of those things. So when we talk about sex lust, no? So Baba says purity is the foundation of Brahmin life. So we really pay attention to it. We remain celibate. We follow it strictly. But when it comes to the subtle form, I think all of you must be following this principle. But when it comes to the subtle form, then Baba says subtle form of purity means mine only one Baba, none else. It's Baba is my world. It's one strength, one support. My mind should not go to any human being, or I should not get influenced by any human beings of this world. And influences come in the form, if someone is loveful to me, someone is cooperative to me, someone is very kind, or, you know, like, all human beings, they have some specialties, qualities, arts, so I am influenced by their maybe their cleverness, their good virtues, personality, maybe beauty. There's so many things to influence us in life. So if my mind goes toward that, then definitely, you know, like, I'm thinking about that person. And if I'm thinking about that person, it breaks my yoga with Baba. So either I'm remembering a person, or either I'm remembering Baba. So the sign of attachment is, attachment in the words, influences. When you sit in meditation, when you are remembering Baba, if that person is coming in your mind, okay, in place of Baba, if that person is there, you are thinking about him, or maybe his love, cooperation, whatever influence is there on you, means it needs to be worked about. It's like, I need to remove it. This is like Maya, subtle form of Maya coming to me. Baba means then Baba. Then some say, okay, Baba is incorporeal. We need some company, some companion at least, to talk with, to share our, you know, like, so what do you think? Is it true? Yes, we miss that. That is pure love. Pure love is different. Influence is different. So Baba never says no to pure love. we have love to all souls. Love means if I have love, it is same for all, not special for someone. You got my point? I am loveful to the whole world. That's what Baba has taught me, that this whole world is my family. This whole world belongs to me. So means same love for everyone. There should not be difference. This more loveful to me, I'm more inclined to this person, more inclined to his specialities. So this is something, means like it has trace of that voice and it can any time take gross form. Baba says, be aware at that level only. Till it comes to the gross level and then deceives you. Yes, you wanted to ask something? Answer it. Yeah. Maybe some karmic account, no? Because we have to settle karmic accounts. Because we are doing service through mind for the souls. So sometimes if you feel like that soul has come to your mind, there's nothing, this kind of thing, but if the soul has come, then just give your good vibes, you know, like your good wishes and good feelings for that soul. That's all then. But that should not disturb your yoga with Baba. Until I am in yoga with Baba, it's okay. So this is the trace of lust. You understand this. And second, when we come to anger, what happens? This vice, you know, like all other vices, they come in incognito way. And they are not very visible. But this anger is visible. Because it's between two persons. And when there is anger, Baba always says, if Baba's children, they get angry, then you know, we defame Baba's name. Immediately, they can point out, you go to Brahma Kumaris, and still, what did you learn there? Still you are speaking like this? Should you speak like this? Or should you behave like this? Or should you lose your temper and like, you learn peace, so why don't you behave in peace? So many type of questions, even by family members, they can put on you. So what do you think? Do you feel that you have overcome anger? Gross form of anger I am talking about, not the traces of anger. Traces of anger are different. So any one of you, if you feel that I have really overcome that form of anger, 1, 2, good. And rest are big percentage. You know, like first change as soon as we come to Baba is this, you know, visible change, which people can notice. So even this, do service for others. Now your family members, they see you, you know, earlier you were a different person and now your behavior has totally changed. And you are so peaceful, you are so patient, you are so kind, you are so giving. So many things they observe in you when you are coming to Baba's, then they really get influenced. I mean, like they also feel like we should also learn what they are learning. It's really changing their life. So if we overcome it, it really does service. And if we are not able to overcome this anger, then it really, you know, like do this service even. So Baba says the one, yes.
Thank you.
overcome it. What Baba says, because we need to use Baba's solutions, no? What Baba has given to us. So Baba always says, when you have problem with someone, no? Like you are angry on someone, there are so many reasons we all know. Either they are not listening to me, or they are making mistakes which I am not able to accept, and either they are deceiving me in some or other way, lying to me, or maybe, you know, like defaming me, insulting me, misbehaving with me. You know, these are the reasons when we get angry. I don't know what your reason is, but whatever reason is, because these reasons in this Iron Age are going to come. We cannot stop them. You cannot change people. You cannot change world. We only can change ourselves. That's what Baba has taught us, no? So I can always change my thinking toward them. You are not going to change that person, but you can think, you can feel compassionate about them. You know, they are in they are in the influence of Maya, because they are in that world. So when they are in influence, I should feel compassionate about them. So my feeling should be of good wishes for them. No matter which type of person they are harming me or whatever it is. You know, like my feelings always should be good. And I can keep myself good with the help of Baba, by having powers from Baba. Okay. So although it's difficult, because I am also carrying my long time sanskars with me, because it's my own sanskar to get angry. No, like I need to also work on myself first. Then only I would be able to, because it's not one day process or it's not an overnight process. To change my sanskars also take time. You got my point? So, yeah. So if you know, like, then we start expectations, no? Like I am kind or compassionate, and then I expect they should also be like me, but they cannot be like me, no? Like they can always do the things which are shocking to me, no? Like you felt like that. It's okay for them. I am having God power with me. No, they don't have that power, no? So I can always overcome my feelings. Let them do whatever they want to do. I am forgiving and then forget it. People do mistake. I can forgive because I am the one who is the child of Ocean of Mercy. Okay, so change yourself, change your feelings. It's my choice whether I take hurt or not. Okay, so you can use these type of methods too. So don't, Baba always says, no, na dukh do, na dukh lo, means don't take sorrow, don't give sorrow. So if I am taking sorrow, it's my mistake. I need not to take sorrow from others. Why should I? Am I slave of them? If whatever they are giving to me, I have to take it. And Baba also says in Mulis, no, you transform your vices. No, like Baba has given us the methods how to transform, like when these feelings of sex lust come, Baba says, change them into pure feelings. Don't go in those feelings, but transform them in pure feelings for Baba. And when anger comes, you know, it's like fire. You know, anger is like a fire. So transform it in fire of yoga. Instead of going into that fire, go into fire of yoga. And when greed comes, so, okay, we are talking about anger. So this is the gross form of anger. And when we go to the subtle form of anger, the subtle form of anger is feeling hatred for others, feeling jealous for others, irritation, and like bossiness, controlling others. These are the subtle forms of anger. So especially when I am feeling hatred for others, it's why this comes? Because I am seeing the weaknesses and defects of others. So when I am seeing those defects and weaknesses, I feel why they are doing this. They should not be doing like this. They should not be saying like this. Why they perform actions in this way. So we expect them according to my choice. No, like how I feel they should be. But they cannot be like me. Every soul is different. We know every soul has their own path. So I need to understand ki if they have weaknesses, they also have virtues. So Baba has given Shrimat, no? Direction, Baba's direction is to see weakness or to see virtue? To see virtue. But no, sometimes what happens, even if they have so many virtues, I miss them. I am just focused on that one weakness the person has. And I am trying to correct them all the time, how they should be. So what do you think? I need not to do that. I just need to see their qualities. And if you are at that position, you know, like if you are a senior or if you are in charge or maybe your mother and your child, and I am responsible, you know, like I should guide them properly. So then guide them. If they listen, good. If they do not listen, just become a detached observer. It's their life, their part. Let them play. So I need to learn how to become a detached observer. So no need to see the weaknesses of others. They are doing their own efforts. If they are Baba's children, so we need to check about the traces of the vices mainly. And when we come to the greed, again, as soon as we become Brahmins, you know, like that gross form of greed is not there. We are not behind money. Like as worldly people, they are just behind money all the time. They are working for what? To earn more and more money in less period of time. This is their lifestyle of today. So that kind of attitude is changed because we have learned from Baba, this money, this wealth is not going with us. Even in yesterday's Murli, Baba spoke about this. Even this worldly people, if they have 1 million or 50 million, they are still poor because they are not going to take money with them. You children, even if you are poor, you are more wealthier. Why? This wealth is going to the, this earning, no? This wealth, this income is going with us for 21 births. Not only this birth, but 21 births. So, but still if we come in limitedness, you know, like necessities of life are fulfilled easily. Necessities are not problem. There is enough for needs, but not for greeds. I think it's a, it's a saying. So if we go in those things, you know, like I have one car, but when I see a new model car, then my mind goes in it. I should have this car too. No? If I have a mobile and then I see new model. This is common thing, you know, like worldly desire, limited desires. So if I can easily do that, Baba never says no. Baba always says you eat, you move around, you know, like you can go for holidays or you can wear your clothes well, whatever, you know, like you have these salvations and comforts, you can use whatever science has given us. Baba never says that we are sannyasis, no, like we are totally renunciates. But whatever we are using, it should be with sadhana. Sadhana means with remembrance of Baba. These things should not influence us or influence our yoga. They are like servants for us. They are not our masters. So things should not become our masters. We should use them as our servants. So if I go more and more in limited desires, you know, as I told you, and if my mind is engaged all the time in those things, if you have this good mobile, and most of the times you are spending, you know, like internet, Facebook, so many things are there. So where your time is going? In a spiritual effort, or we can understand. We are wasting our time. So is this Baba Srimad to waste time on all these things? So here if this type of weakness we have, then we need to check it and change it. So this is the subtle form of greed. My need is met, but if my mind is going more and more in that, means it's a trace of greed. Same as for eating habits. Baba says, whatever is like I'm getting, if I'm satisfied, then there is no greed. But if I have condition, no, I should be having this type of food. No, it should taste like this, then only I can eat. Otherwise, then this is not right. I'm wearing clothes, you know, so whatever easily available, it's fine. But if I have so many dresses, you know, like I have fond of so many kind of, you can understand what I mean to say. So then that is greed. My closet is full of so many dresses, even if I don't need them. So many shoes. I require only 2 pair of shoes, but I have 10 pair of shoes. So this is called greed. So I need to check. In Brahmin life, my life should be at medium level. It should not be too much luxurious, and it should not be too much ordinary too, Baba says. So I should be at always medium level, so that things doesn't disturb me. They doesn't pull my intellect and doesn't break my yoga with Baba. And Baba says, if my mind is in things all, you know, like then at the end stage even they can yes, this pair of shoe may, you know, like may bring my intellect down and I may fail in the final paper. So, and then attachment. Attachment and greed, no, they are almost similar, but they are two sides of coins. If I say greed means I want more and more. Whatever I have, I'm not satisfied with it, but I want more. But when I say attachment, is attachment to the things which I possess already. So, wherever I'm living, the place, the person, because we all have relationships, things. So if I spend long period of time with them, I develop attachment. This is very common. People with whom I live, maybe children, whosoever. So it's depend the period of time I'm spending with them. Even with things we got attached, if this belongs to me, this is mine, if someone wants it, I cannot give it because this is mine. So I am so attached to it, I am not able to let go. So if I need, we need to check all these things in a subtle way. So again, you know, like when we come to Baba, the gross attachment is not there, but subtle attachment is there. And subtle attachment, I told you, you know, whatever we consider as mine, it's attachment. I want to give you an example. There was one businessman, he was in a shop, and he came to know that his house caught fire. So as soon as he heard this, he got disturbed. House is on fire, so he left his shop on the servants and immediately went to his house. And he found that all the members are out and they brought things also, you know, from the house outside. But house is on fire and they called for fire brigade, but it has not come yet. And he got worried and he was in tension because his house is on fire. But that house was old house and it was in the process of selling. So he didn't know that house is sold because his neighbor, he came, you know, when he came to know that he has come. So he came to meet him and he told him, why are you worried about this house? He said, because this is my house, it's on fire. So how can, I am not worried. He said, look, your son, your eldest son, he got my sign on the papers of, you know, selling of this house as a witness. So morning only he finalized it and he got the whole payment for this house. So no, you need not to worry because now it's not your house. It's already sold and you have already received the payment money, you know. So as soon as he heard this, he was happy. because this house is not mine house, now it's someone else's house. So is it true or not? Many people, they die every day. We are not concerned. Even doesn't affect us. I mean, it doesn't affect even a little. But as soon as I hear that my family member, he died, then what happens? Because that person belonging to me. So it depends, now, like how much I am attached. The more I am attached, the more suffering and sorrow I am going to get. And the less I am attached, there is less sorrow. And if I am not attached, there is no sorrow at all. So the amount of sorrow depends on the amount of attachment I have, either with the thing or a person. It depends with whom I am attached. So this is called traced. Means if some person's sorrow is causing me sorrow, if my child is suffering, and I feel the same suffering in me, it means attachment. Okay. And to overcome it, Baba Srimat is, nothing belong to me. Mine is yours. So children are yours. Whatever belongs to me is yours. So nothing is mine. Everything is Baba's. I am just using it. I am trustee. So then this is the way how we can finish our attachment. And then last is ego. Viceless. When we say viceless, then ego comes in that too. And separately Baba also spoke it, egoless. Means it's double underlined. So why Baba has double underlined it? Because ego is such a vice which is really, you know, need to make a lot of effort till end it doesn't leave us. And trace of ego, not the gross form of ego. Gross form of ego, Baba says, is the form of body consciousness. You know, like if I am, there are so many, you know, like if I am wealthy, then there is ego of that. if I am at good position, at good status, no, like my post is very good in Laukic society, then there is ego of that position and post and status. Or if physically I am beautiful, then ego of that too, look, of the physical look. Even of physical strength, some people, especially the males, they are physically more powerful, so they can feel ego of that. So these are all gross form of egos which we leave immediately as soon as we come in. Gyan, we know these are all body consciousness and I am soul and this is okay, this is my role in the world which I am playing, I am not this. But trace of egos, what is that trace? Trace is when I am having the subtle ego, what do I think? Whatever I am thinking is right. I am right. So others should listen to me. Now, I have ego of my own ideas, planning, thinking, goodness, whatever I have. Okay? So if this kind of thinking I have, I am always right and the other person is always wrong. I try to control others on this basis. It's called bossiness, no? Sometimes. You should listen to me. Because I know more. I am more knowledgeful. So then this is subtle ego. Every person is important and I need to listen to them too. Whatever their ideas are. If I feel that their ideas are not good for me or it's not acceptable for me, leave it. But don't put your ideas on them. So we need to give respect to others too. So if I'm not giving respect to others, then again it's a subtle ego. Second thing, the one who has this form of ego, they do not accept their mistakes. We all do mistakes, but they prove it or blame on others. And they think if I accept my mistake, then my name will go down. So my name should not go down at any cost because I have that ego. So I have to maintain it. So then jealous. They cannot see others progressing. So their feeling of jealousy comes immediately if there is stress of ego. And then we try to pull them down. And then we talk about, talk nuisance about them. You know, like Baba says, I'm not getting the right word. Gossiping. And we start gossiping about them. Oh, you don't know them. If someone praises them, we are not able to accept their praise because jealousy, no? So then we try to bring out their weaknesses and tell them, oh, you don't know. This person is like this, this. You are praising, but you don't know how this person is. This person is this, this, this. I know them well. So if I get these type of feelings, these are the signs, no? Like, we can check and change. So when we see Brahma Baba's life, because follow father means we need to see how he thought, means like how was his thinking and thinking words and actions are. So I need to follow according to that. So Brahma Baba, he was so egoless, he always considered himself as an instrument of Baba. And he always says, and even Muldis Baba say, I am your most obedient servant. I am the servant of my children. So this is the humility. So with humility we can always overcome our ego. Even if I have some speciality, we all have some or other specialities, no? So we should think it's Baba who has given me this speciality for service. It's not mine. So if we go into this my and mine, again ego can come. So whatever special I have, It's Baba's gift to me for Baba's service. I am always trustee, I am instrument. So always, you know, consider yourself as an instrument. Whatever you are doing, wherever you are doing, maybe in your family life, household life, maybe you are an instrument in Baba's center, wherever I am, whatever I am doing, and the specialties I have, I am just an instrument. So when I consider myself an instrument, then ego never comes. It will say bye. you say bye bye, so it will say bye bye to us. So we should follow Brahma Baba, especially in these three, and when we follow these three words, bodiless, viceless and egoless, to become complete, it's not difficult. It's very easy, and in a short period of time we can become complete like Brahma Baba. Okay? Om Shanti. Any more questions? No. Already asked, right? This is very common thing. As soon as we become Brahmin, so we face this from society, you know, like maybe our family members or... So it's just because these are our karmic accounts, karmic bondages, and we have to overcome them. You find your own ways, no? You come here, it's difficult. Sorry. So they are not allowing her to even get up at Amrit Vela. It's only remembrance of Baba can cut that karmic account, no? So, because what is the environment at my home, I know it better. And how can I find out the way for that? No, like we only can decide that. It's only that strong will. Where there is courage and strong will, no one can stop. We say, wherever there is will, there is way. So maybe it takes some time. We have to keep patience, but Baba is always there to help, and she will find the way. So just... and. If they are not allowing her to get up early in the morning, maybe some disturbance, so she can do that in her bed. No one wakes up at 4 o'clock to see what she is doing at on her bed, you know. So she can wake up and sit up on her bed and then do meditation. So no one can stop our mind, no. They can stop us physically, but mind cannot be stopped by anyone, no? So through it's the remembrance is through mind. So whole day she can remember Baba. So we need to find our own ways, no? How we can escape from all these things. Whatever it is, doesn't matter, but we can find. No one can stop you from remembrance. So we need to understand that. Now if I have that love for Baba, so I can always remember him. Even while cooking, while doing household things, so much of time is there. Even Amrit Vela, she wants to do, she can do in any way, you know, like even if she can do in bathroom then. Okay. The brother is not there, so remember Baba for a few minutes and then. Yes? Okay, you come and sing. I just wanted to know like which country you are, from which country you are, means like you are from UK. How many are here from UK? 1, 2. Huh? And Singapore. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Actually, more are from Singapore. Sri Lanka. Okay. Okay, and Mauritius, okay, Czech Republic, Philippines, France, okay, France, you, back, yeah, America, New Mexico, okay, and Malaysia. Okay. And you? Australia. Okay. So many countries, huh? Even one is representing, but still a small group. Okay. Yes.